You are standing in your kitchen, looking at a pile of wilted lettuce, some coffee grounds, and a handful of eggshells, and what you see is trash. You see something that needs to go into a plastic bag, sit in a bin, and be hauled away by a truck so you never have to think about it again. But I need you to stop. I need you to look closer. Because what you are actually holding in your hands is the most valuable resource on your property. You are holding the literal lifeblood of next year's harvest. When you throw those scraps away, you aren't just taking out the trash. You are throwing away your autonomy. You are throwing away the health of your soil and the nutrient density of every tomato, pepper, and leaf of kale you will ever try to grow. Today, we are ending that cycle of waste. We are talking about compost gold, turning your kitchen scraps into black gold. This isn't just about a pile of rotting vegetables in the backyard. This is about deep chemistry, biological leverage, and the sheer power of closed-loop systems. If you want a garden that thrives without a single trip to the big-box store for synthetic fertilizers, you have to master this. You have to understand that your kitchen is actually a high-output fuel station for your land. If you've struggled with slow-growing plants or soil that feels like dead dust, it's because you've been exporting your wealth instead of investing it. Let's fix that right now. The old way of thinking about dirt is that it's just a medium, something to hold the roots in place while you pour blue liquid chemicals over them to force them to grow. That is the struggle. That is the path of high costs and low yields. The farm fresh way is different. We don't feed the plant, we feed the soil, and the soil feeds the plant. It's a subtle shift in philosophy, but it changes everything about how you spend your time and your money. When we talk about black gold, we are talking about humic substances and a thriving ecosystem of microorganisms that do the heavy lifting for you. Most people approach composting like it's a chore or a mysterious science experiment that usually ends in a stinky wet mess that attracts flies and frustrates the neighbors. They pile things up at random, they don't manage the ratios, and then they wonder why 6 months later they just have a pile of slimy cabbage. That's not composting, that's just letting things rot poorly. Real composting is a controlled burn. It is an aerobic process where we are inviting billions of tiny workers, bacteria, fungi, and actinomycetes to come and feast on our behalf. When you get this right, the pile shouldn't smell like garbage. It should smell like the floor of an ancient forest after a heavy rain. It should feel warm to the touch, even in the dead of winter, because the biological activity is generating its own heat. This is the ultimate low-input system with high-output results. You are taking nitrogen-rich greens and carbon-rich browns, and you are brokering a deal between them. This is the foundation of your homestead's bank account. Every scrap you save is a deposit. Every bag of finished compost you spread is a withdrawal that pays dividends in flavor, size, and pest resistance. If your soil is healthy, your plants are resilient. If your plants are resilient, your family is well-fed. It all starts in that little bin on your kitchen counter. Let's get into the granular tactics of how we actually build this engine. The secret to black gold is the ratio. You'll hear people talk about C-to-N ratios, that's carbon to nitrogen, and it can get complicated, but I want you to keep it simple. Think of it as greens and browns. Your greens are your kitchen scraps, your fresh grass clippings, and your coffee grounds. Yes, coffee grounds look brown, but they are high nitrogen greens in the eyes of the microbes. These are your fuel. Your browns are your dried leaves, your shredded cardboard, your straw, and your wood chips. These are your filter and your structure. The biggest pitfall I see is people having too many greens and not enough browns. If your pile smells like ammonia or looks like a swamp, you are nitrogen heavy. You need to add carbon. I tell my students to aim for a 3-to-1 ratio by volume. For every bucket of kitchen scraps you dump into your outdoor bin, you need to dump 3 buckets of shredded leaves or straw on top of it. This high-carbon approach ensures that the pile stays aerobic. It keeps the air flowing. Oxygen is the oxygen that keeps the good bacteria alive and the anaerobic bad bacteria away. Now let's talk about the kitchen to garden pipeline. Do not just throw whole onions or thick melon rinds into the pile and expect magic. The more surface area you provide, the faster those microbes can work. Take 30 seconds to chop your scraps into smaller pieces. It makes a massive difference in your turnover time. And please, for the love of your land, watch what goes in. No meat, no dairy, and no oily fats. These don't just attract pests. They coat the organic matter in a layer of grease that prevents the microbes from reaching the food. It slows everything down and creates a rancid environment. You want clean, plant-based power. Another tip for the farm fresh way is moisture management. Your compost pile should feel like a wrung-out sponge. If you squeeze a handful, you should get maybe one or two drops of water, but it shouldn't be dripping. If it's too dry, the microbes go dormant. If it's too wet, they drown. Check it once a week. Turn it with a pitchfork to introduce fresh oxygen into the center of the mass. That center is where the thermophilic bacteria live. They love the heat. When you turn the outside into the middle, you're giving everyone a turn at the buffet. This is how you get finished compost in 3 months instead of a year. Imagine walking out to your garden in the spring. You reach into your compost bin and pull out a handful of dark, crumbly, sweet-smelling earth. It's so rich, it's almost purple. There are no identifiable scraps left. No eggshells, no banana peels, just pure, concentrated life. You spread that around your heavy feeders, your tomatoes and your pumpkins, and you watch them explode with a deep green color that you just can't get from a bottle. That is the result of your discipline. You saved your scraps, you managed your ratios, and you respected the process. You have closed the loop. You are no longer a consumer of garden products. You are a producer of garden fertility. The vision here is a homestead that feeds itself, where the waste from your breakfast becomes the fuel for your dinner next season. That is true security. It's a quiet, slow-motion miracle that happens right in your backyard while you sleep, and I want you to start that miracle today. Your zero-cost task is simple. Find a container. It doesn't have to be fancy. An old plastic gallon ice cream bucket with a lid will work just fine. Put it on your counter and tell everyone in the house that from this moment on, nothing organic hits the trash can. Start collecting your coffee grounds and your apple cores today. This is the first step toward your black gold empire. Once you master the art of the soil, you'll realize that the same principles of patience and balance apply to everything else on the farm. In our next session, we're going to take this even further. We've talked about feeding the soil. Next, we're going to talk about how to protect it. We're moving into the world of livable mulch and how to keep that black gold from washing away in the first summer storm. You've got your bucket, now go fill it. I'll see you in the garden.